You know, there are three big issues that politicians won't talk about in this country. Political entitlements, super contributions and office fit-outs. Because what they say is, well, hang on, if you're going to condemn our side of politics, we'll condemn yours, so there's been a truce. So the last thing they'll talk about is political entitlements, super contributions and office fit-outs. But that's okay, because I'm going to talk about the latter for them. Because no one in Parliament would dare try and justify some of these outrageous costs. In 2015, the Finance Department splashed out nearly $3 million on offices. $3 million. $2,948,000 on office establishments, refurbishments and relocations. I'll give you a small breakdown. Senate President Stephen Parry, $323,000 on his office. Coalition MP Warren Entsch, $467,000 on a new office. Coalition Senator Matthew Canavan, $425,000 on the office. Coalition's Anne Sudmalis, $359,000 on a new office. Shadow Minister Mark Dreyfus, $166,000 on an office refit. Labor MP Alana McTiernan, $114,000 on an office refit. And last but not at all least, the big daddy, Joe Hockey, he had almost $478,000 spent on fitting out his new office, more than any other MP in 2015. What are they putting in these offices? Crystal chandeliers and gold-plated dunnies. Dear, oh dear. Can you believe it? You could buy a three-bedroom home for some of that money. And you can bet they wouldn't be spending even close to that amount if they were called on to pay for it out of their own pocket, would they? But it's government money. It's your money, so it doesn't matter. The Finance Department don't need to worry too much. Well, they should. They should. And most of these politicians, like Joe Hockey, he's in the US. He would have spent 5 minutes in that new office. Alana McTiernan quit federal politics. Gone. And we let it happen, don't we? Chew up our money. It is just wrong. All borrowed money, by the way. We don't actually have the money for this stuff, but that doesn't matter. We just keep borrowing it. The Finance Department needs a huge kick up the rear. It should police this properly and scrutinise costs. Now, while I'm talking about pigs in the trough, what about this Clive Mensick? The former Managing Director of Queensland Nickel and nephew of Clive Palmer. They're calling him Clive Jr. He's been gallivanting around the world while back home liquidators pick up the pieces of what's left of Queensland Nickel. I bet if you're listening through 4BC and you once worked for Queensland Nickel and you went through the pain of being made redundant, this is the last man you would feed. Since he left the country in June, he's travelled to Singapore. He's gone to the US. He's visited Germany. He's gone to Amsterdam. He spent a long time in London, and I mean a long time in these places. As Shari Markson's written in the Australian newspaper today, it's an overseas extravaganza of which 800 sacked Queensland Nickel refinery workers could only dream. How does someone like that sleep at night? How do you, Clive Jr., sleep at night knowing many of your workers didn't get a Christmas? While you're downing chunks of bratwurst and $2,000 bottles of champagne. And it appears he's in no rush to return home. He doesn't have a return flight, you see. Why would he? Imagine how much this bloke has stashed to sustain a lifelong period in luxury. Liquidators have so far failed to serve him with legal papers that would require his attendance at court, and the government has no cause to demand his return either. So who knows how long he'll stay away for, maybe indefinitely. He's previously criticised the liquidators, saying, oh, they failed to serve me a summons before my trip. Well, at the time, the liquidators were trying to save a business on its knees, not worrying about your luxury escape. You've got a duty of care to the workers, the dozens of creditors, who, by the way, are owed $300 million. So today, for some reason, it is a drove of pigs making news, a massive pigsty, and very little, if nothing, being done to pull their ugly heads in.